Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely. My name is Ingrid Castle. I'm your host, and I have a very important guest. We've been talking for the last hour, Joy Garner of the Control Group. It is the final remedy that we have now to stop the vaccine mandates in their tracks nationwide. She's been talking about it for the last hour. We're opening up the lines to callers. If you have a specific question you want to ask Joy, please call 1-800-313-9443. Well, we were talking a little bit just, you know, how dastardly these vaccines are. You really don't know what is coming through that needle. And that was proven by an independent lab in Italy that, for good reason, they're keeping secret, but they started going through all the vaccines that GlaxoSmithKline was producing and mandated for Italian children. And when the schedule was increased and mandated for preschool and middle school, et cetera, and with no real exemptions, a group of scientists gave their safety organization €10,000 to get the vaccines independently lab tested to exactly what is in them. And those results are incredibly shocking. So if you go to our website, that's Vaccination Liberation's main website, you can find it under the RBN hosts, but it's short for Vaccination Liberation, VACLIB.org, and go to the keyword index under contamination, and we have a lot of information on that. But what is incredibly shocking to most is that what we think is in there, what's revealed in the package inserts, is not necessarily at all what's in the vaccines. And I know Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been screaming that we need to have that same study funded in our country, especially since we have three pharmaceutical companies producing most of all of our vaccines, including Merck Pharmaceuticals, who is in two lawsuits regarding the MMR vaccine that they're pushing to get mandated in all these different states while they're in court. So it's all rather interesting.
And, Moms Across America.
Lots of vaccine failures. But yeah, Merck is the one who, they're all felons. You know, as Robert Kennedy Jr. has brought out, they're all convicted felons, but nobody has ever served prison time. They have so much money, they just settle out of court. They did that with the Vioxx, even though, hundreds of thousands of people died prematurely from heart attack due to Vioxx.
Yeah. So the Moms Across America, the lady I spoke to there, she is, I guess, sort of friends with the scientist who did work for Monsanto for 17 years. And he's the one that developed the testing protocols for Monsanto to mm-hmm. find traces of it in where it was. So it would definitely be hard to keep to refute him or his findings on this. And he's the one that they turn to. He of course, no longer works for Monsanto, but Moms Across America enlisted him to get the testing done. So you talk about credibility in terms of the validity of those tests. And what's really, really horrifying is not just that they're in the vaccines, because if you just only had a tiny trace, an incidental contamination of it in one or two of the shots, you could call that something less than sinister. But you absolutely know that it's sinister when it's in all of them, and it's in dangerously high concentrations. There's no way anybody is able to believe that in these expensive laboratories where they make the vaccines, they're incapable of filtering this contaminant out of the vaccines. I wouldn't buy it. I would go buy a water filter myself, though, that can get rid of glyphosate from drinking water. So when I say dangerously high levels, these are levels that are considered dangerous for someone to drink out of a glass of water. And they're injecting it directly into the bloodstream, so there's no dilution. If you drink the water, most of it's going to be not absorbed. But we're talking about, so maybe it's 10,000 times higher dose when you inject it directly. Nobody really knows for sure. We just know it's a lot higher dose when you directly inject it into the bloodstream. So what's really nice about what they did, the Moms Across America, is a lot of nice things about what those folks do. They're wonderful. But in this particular instance, establishing that the glyphosate is in fact in dangerous concentrations in all of the vaccines they've tested, which I believe now is up to 15 of them. And when you combine that with these statistics that are showing that the number one cause of death by disease in children under the age of 15 is now cancer, and then you combine it with the judgment against Monsanto for $2 billion because their stuff causes cancer. You know, what's really irked me is that nobody's sued the agencies that told us it was safe. You know?
Right.
They're liable.
Mm-hmm.
They're every bit as liable
they are.
As Monsanto. And that goes for the vaccines ultimately, too. So, you know,
we'll see how this washes out
because we want to open the floodgates.
Well,
one of the things we want to do is make it possible for all these injured people and their children, their injured children, to have everything removed that might be blocking them from getting justice. That is a big part of what we're working on right now.
Okay, well, I want to mention that we have a lot of focus on glyphosate, which is really toxic, but some of the co-formulas, you know, co-formulation chemicals, rather, in these herbicides, you know, they in order to get it approved, they take actually the least toxic and they put that up for approval. It's the co-formulation that keeps the formula secret that is even worse than glyphosate, if you can imagine.
You know, that would tend to explain.
Well, it explains cell death that they were showing, immediate cell death that, because the researchers in France have demonstrated that pure glyphosate does not kill plants, but they have also demonstrated that some of the core formulation chemicals are over 1,000 times more toxic than glyphosate. And it's these co-formulations where some herbicides will contain 30 to 40% glyphosate, but it's the other 60 to 70% of these co-formulation chemicals.
Yeah.
Things like POE, which is actually polyol ester, anyway, it's a lubricant used in refrigeration and air conditioning, where it has a horrible MSDS sheet. There's arsenic and mercury in it. You know, the arsenic is up to 500.
What do you want to bet? That's probably in the shots too, and they just don't list it as an ingredient. Here's the thing: they didn't even list the glyphosate as an ingredient. So you know, and what you just said about the formula that they put forth for approval, as opposed to what's actually the formula they're going to use because it's secret or whatever. That would tend to explain why there's such a difference between what passes for approval and then when you see someone like Mike Adams doing his own lab research that proved, I think it was 10,000 times the amount of aluminum that they claimed was in the shots is really in them. It's all fraud. It's all killing us. And when you just scrape away all the baloney and you just get down to, hey, how are the unvaccinated people doing?
Right.
There's your answer. There's everything. You know, it doesn't.
Right.
The most simple-minded person on the planet could be sitting on a jury and figure out what that means and rule appropriately.
Right.
So it's an intriguing, complex, fascinating thing to dig into all of this. It really is. But what I always right. focus on is what's admissible in evidence. What will impress a jury? You know, these are this is what can we get into evidence? What will make our point more profoundly than anything else so that we get to the result we're after, the remedy, as soon as possible? Because we don't have any more time to you know, excuse my French, dick around with the rest of it. It's like, yeah, right. it's important to continue to become educated about all of this. And but I tell you what, the people that are blind to it, that are still lining up for the Jonestown Kool-Aid and lining their kids up for it, here, you know, get the shots, we're going to have to save them too, whether they want us to or not. You know?
Right.
They're not the ones that are gonna, you know, we can make them all aware and they'll just begin the journey. A lot of us started 20, 30, 40 years ago in terms of education. And we're already a point where it's like, okay, let's put our tools together, sharpen them, and get in there and get a remedy. Because we know what's going down right now. We absolutely know. And we know that we have to stop it. So anyone that can hear my voice right now, you've been spending years learning about this. You're aware, you're awake, or maybe you're just now learning about it. But this is real. It's happening. We need to stop it or we're going to lose everything. Everything you ever loved, everything that ever made life worth living is going to be gone in a matter of years if we don't stop this. And I mean to go stop it, and I want your help. Please help us.
That's right. So please, you know, you can call 800-313-9443 if you want to, if you have a question for Joy or you want to make a comment or if you just want to know how you can get involved more. Because believe me, we're gathering our army of people. This is extremely important. It's the most effective remedy that we have to date. It really, this is extremely important. Go to thecontrolgroup.org and download some surveys and, you know, meet with your local homeschooling group. That's probably one of the best pools of unvaccinated children you'll find. And most adults, you know, I have found have had at least one. It's hard to find completely unvaccinated. My sister at 65, I think, is one of the only people of her age that I know that doesn't have any. So, you
Ingrid,
know,
can I just add one more thing to that thought? Anyone that can hear my voice, we want your help. But what I want to add to that is the most valuable thing you can do right now to save us all is those surveys. It is a billion times more important and valuable. Like, for instance, if you are considering, oh, I think I'll donate $10 or something, I would much rather have you go spend $10 at the copy shop making extra copies of the surveys and getting them done, getting them filled out, finding the unvaccinated people that will fill them out, and then sending us a batch. All the instructions are on the website. Be a hero, okay? Everybody, please, we need a lot of heroes. God's waiting for us. The courts are waiting for us to come in with this answer, with this request, with this evidence. Because I think most of the judges at this point, when they see it, the picture the way it really is, they're not going to care whether or not they have investments in pharma anymore. They're going to be like, wait a minute, I'm not going to have a seat on the bench or a career or any hope of my retirement panning out if our country fails. So I have a lot of faith that a lot of these people are going to turn. That gray area a lot of us have been resting in, where we think we can just be sort of half involved in solving this, that area is gone now. That fence people have been sitting on between good and evil, it's turned into a razor blade. There's no room left on it. It'll slice you in half. Everyone has to choose a side, good or evil. Us over here, we care about humanity. We want to save humanity. We want to save this nation first and foremost, because if America falls, the rest of the world's not going to be far behind. It won't be. There won't be a place left to hide. There will be nothing but tyranny if America falls. We must save right. this nation. So everyone that can hear me, go to the website, thecontrolgroup.org. And, oh, give us a call. Hey, what's the number again, Ingrid?
It's 800-313-9443. So we still have the second hour, and believe me, we can talk about this for a long time. The evidence on our side increases all the time. In fact, I just asked our webmaster with Vaccination Liberation to post even more medical journal articles that are a little more current, showing how deadly these vaccines actually are. And there's more and more evidence all the time. Chiropractors are compiling their own PDFs free of charge. They're anxious to make sure that people find out and they grow a spine and say no. You know, they don't want to see sick children in their chiropractic practice. They're just not into it. Nobody is. I mean, there's a whole magazine, Pathways to Family Wellness, Jeannie Ohm. You know, while she highlights chiropractic, she also highlights, you know, the importance of home birth, the importance of no prenatal ultrasound, which is a precursor to vaccine damage. So, you know, if you can avoid a hospital birth and avoid the vaccines at all cost, you know, network with other people in your area. There's a lot of protection in numbers and people banding together. You know, we have a whole section on our website at backlib.org on how to deal with child protective services. And what you want to do is actually, you know, prevent, you know, do all the preventive stuff, you know, so you keep them from having jurisdiction. That's one of the biggest things, is that you understand how to protect yourself. There's do's and don'ts, especially if you decide to get a birth certificate. But I have friends that are teaching their children, and they're at least avoiding a birth certificate. You know, they can always get those kind of things later on once they have witnesses of a live birth in their home. So, you know, do everything to keep the state from having jurisdiction until we can blow this out of the water. And, you know, Joy and their team can take this to federal court. But we need your help in the meantime. You know, this is actually very, very important. Many homeschooled families aren't hooked up to the computer. They're trying to live a more natural lifestyle. So, yeah, rather than donate to Joy, you have $10 you want to donate, make copies and get it into the hands. You know, all you have to do is download the more information off her website, and you can read it to their next meeting so that they understand how important this is. This is not like, you know, a fly by night. We're dead serious. We're trying to save our country. And I don't always think that people understand how imperative it is to save the next generation. And right now we have two generations of extremely vaccine damaged people. I mean, seriously,
there's a lot of
healing. We see it all the time in the millennials, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of healing that has to happen. So what we're looking at is that even if we stopped all vaccinations nationwide today, we're also going to have to become a healing army. We're going to have to become a nation of healers. The good news the good news in this is that much of this damage, I'd say, based on what I'm learning, the majority of this damage can actually be reversed as long as you stop continuing the damage and you know what to do. And there are a growing number of groups out there that do know what to do, and they're having tremendous success, even completely reversing full-blown autism. So never give up hope.
I agree. We have a commercial break, I believe. Is that right? Well, we have a caller, and we'll take the call after the commercial break. So thank you, Ken.
Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down. Vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome. Welcome back to Immunize Wisely. And your the guest is Joy Garner of the Control Group. Very important show. And I want to take our first caller. I believe I know Judy in Idaho. So welcome. So I really appreciate you calling in, Judy. Are you there?
Hello.
Is this Judy or Tom? Okay, now we have Judy. Tom, we'll hear you after Judy, okay? Judy beat you a little bit. Hi, Judy.
Okay. Hi. I just really appreciate your show. I'm glad I thought to tune in tonight. I've been off. I've been gone so much I haven't heard the show for a few weeks. But I was glad to hear you on, and I wanted to mention my grandson and his wife had their first baby Christmas Day. So about 6 months ago, and she had a water birth there in California, and they didn't want the baby to be vaccinated, so the baby hasn't been vaccinated. So I'm concerned because they live in California, and I thought when he gets ready to go to school, I hope they might homeschool him. I haven't talked to them about that, but some of our other families in my family do that, so maybe they will. But I just wanted to say that it's really a concern there in California. And
yeah, I'm here in California, and I have a grandson that's just a little bit older than your grandbaby. And here's the truth of California right now. They're going to criminalize the state of being unvaccinated. They are already putting together the legislation, and it will pass where parents of unvaccinated children will go to jail for medical neglect, and their children will be removed. That's on the agenda. So we have no more time to waste. You need to contact these folks and tell them to go to our website, thecontrolgroup.org, and please do the survey on the baby and send it to us. They can do it anonymously if they are concerned about privacy. But we need those surveys on every age, every child, every adult, anyone we can get that is entirely unvaccinated, because we are going to bring that into court this fall in order to prevent any more of these horrible laws being passed and to turn back the ones that have already been passed.
Okay. Yes, I certainly will do that. And I
Thank you so much. I wanted to mention
about the email that Ingrid, that you sent out about those demonstrators down there at Disneyland, the anti-vaxxers. That was just, I showed that, I sent that out to people. Everybody needs to go on, and I don't know if you can get out the link, but they need to go on and watch that. It's only 10 minutes long.
And you're talking about the Star Wars thing with Josh Coleman?
Yes.
Yeah, Josh Coleman, everybody that's listening. Go look up Joshua Coleman on YouTube. He's just an amazing guy. He has a son. I've seen him at the Capitol at rallies. He came by our booth and put some of his equipment there when he went inside to testify. He's got a young son. I believe he's about 8 years old, who was paralyzed from the neck down from vaccination. And he's a real, real warrior in the battle. Amazing guy, and his videos are incredibly entertaining. So they're funny, they're fun to watch, they're entertaining. There's music, there's costumes, they're very cool, and they get the point across. So Joshua Coleman has a YouTube channel. I don't know if he's on Instagram or the rest of them, but I have to assume that he's like on Twitter and all of them. But I know I've seen him on YouTube, and I love his videos. Thanks for bringing that up.
Judy, I just want to say that he does need financial support. That costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars to put that out, the Star Wars demonstration in front of Disneyland. You know, the professional signs, the costuming. So people can go to videoparadise@webtv.net. That's videoparadise@webtv.net to send him a PayPal donation of any amount. Because once you see it, you're going to want to make sure this man is supported. Amazing
excellent.
Work.
Would you spell his last name so people will get it right when they go on the web?
Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Josh Coleman, you'll find.
I believe on YouTube he's Joshua Coleman. So the full name, Joshua.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I just love that.
Okay, thank you, Judy.
Okay,
really appreciate you calling. Okay.
Okay.
Now we have Tom in Utah. Welcome to Immunize Wisely, Tom.
Hello. This is really great. This is great that you're doing this. In the late 90s, I was asked by Barbara Lowe Fisher to come out to her gathering out in just out of Washington, D.C. And I was actually explaining, as a former practitioner, that's the word I want to use. Sounds like we got a break coming?
Yep, we have a break. Sorry about that. You got in right at the tail end, but please stay on and we'll have you right after the break.
Okay.
So thanks. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with Joy Garner.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Immunize Wisely with Joy Garner as our guest. And I wanted to get back to Tom in Utah because we do have another caller after Tom. So, Tom, welcome. And I'm sure you have some questions for Joy. So go ahead.
Well, what I was going to tell you, I'm really pleased that you touched on the real time bomb. And this is what I had actually exposed to the NVIC leadership back, you know, in the 90s, they had been focusing on the mercury and some of the other adjuvants, right? But I said there's a far more insidious factor in the vaccines, and that is the latent triggering of your immune system against your own tissues and how that occurred. Yeah. But anyway, it's also the same mechanism that introduces the Roundup without you being even told that it's in there. For example, if I treat corn with Roundup and then I put it in your bread, for example, I just list the ingredient as corn, or let's say wheat. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'll list the wheat, and you will not know that it took a large quantity of glyphosate to treat that that wheat and then grind it up, and so it's now contaminated, that wheat. Well, this is what's happening in the vaccines. We use slaughterhouse waste or animal tissue as a primary media or growing media, and also a vector for the vaccines. And these animals have eaten 800 pounds of Roundup-treated food. So when you take that 800 pounds of food, and since glyphosate is a fat-miscible poison, it collects in the fatty tissues of that animal, and then we use that tissue to culture the vaccines. So that's a route that you get the glyphosate without them having to list it as an ingredient.
Yeah, it's a contaminant instead of being an ingredient. However, there are other things that are in there that are actual intentional ingredients, tumor cells, particularly the cancer stem cells. So they know that that's mm-hmm. in there, and they just don't list it. Well, and there's gobs of other things that are in there that they just don't list, that they know that are in there.
Stem cell contains glyphosate.
Yeah.
How our children are being given cancer in order to attend school because that's what they're using right now.
Right.
They just approved, but they had been using tumor cells to actually culture as a culture medium many of these vaccines.
Thank you. Yeah.
So,
I've got three brothers that within 2 years of getting a tetanus shot that had those cancer tumors, stem cells used to grow those vaccines. Within 2 years, all three of them came down with cancer. Two of them are gone now. One of them I managed to find a way to help save. He's fully recovering, cancer-free now from alternative medicine, specifically Rick Simpson oil.
The fact is, when you use the livestock slaughter waste to produce the vaccines, you're going to get all of that agricultural chemical that was utilized to produce those animals.
Yeah, and the bigger picture here isn't just, you know, what kind of contaminants are there, how many are there, blah, blah, blah. It's literally to the point of, look, these people are so unethical that they're having these things in these shots.
Well, that's why I left the business.
Yeah.
I've been taken down because of my testimony in Washington, D.C. I was back there in 2008, 2009, 10, 11, in the winter of 2011 when I was exposing the poisoning of 34 million. In another issue, which is still part of their whole game,
gassingamerica.com. Would you please email me? Send me an email.
I can't do any of that because guess what? My reward for testifying before Congress was I was assaulted and left blind. I was blinded in Washington, D.C.
But you can still testify, can't you?
Oh yeah, but I can't. I can't use my computer. So only way I communicate with people is by phone or calling them.
Can you hang on for the break, and then I can give you my direct phone number?
Well, I can give you mine. You'll have to call me because I can't. I can't read a phone dial.
All right,
Tom, why don't you leave it with Ken?
Ken has my number, but if you'll go into gassingamerica.com, you'll see another poisoning issue. My phone number is big as life on there. You'll see how vile these people are. And that's why I left the industry.
Give me that website again.
Gassing, like you're gassing your vehicle or gassing a victim in Auschwitz.
Yeah,
gassingamerica.com.
Gassingamerica.com.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well,
all right. I'm going to find you.
Thank you so much, Tom.
I'm going to find you. Thank you so much, Tom, for coming on.
Right. Yeah, I can tell you everything about the vaccine industry that I worked in.
Okay. I can't wait to speak to you. I'll be calling you.
Bye.
Okay.
God bless you. Godspeed.
Yeah. Godspeed. Thank you, Tom. Okay. Now we have Alan in Texas. Thanks for your patience, Alan. Welcome to Immunize Wisely.
Good evening, ladies. Thanks for taking my call here. Tom, I appreciate him being out there. I've listened to him, and I haven't really found anything I can disagree with that he says. So I wish I didn't have to tell this story. People that listen to RBN have heard this story before. that you know, I've got a brother and a sister-in-law who, and she just happens to be actually one of the white coat people, you know, the gods wearing the white coat and the stethoscopes, and their third child became autistic, and I wasn't there when she was born. You know, the first time they came down here, you know, I questioned them, and she kind of, I guess she kind of knew, you know, my line of questioning. Before I could even get the question out, you know, was she a nice, healthy, baby, you know, bubbly baby, you know, making contact and grabbing your finger and everything. And before I could even get that question out, she looked me straight in the eye and she said, it was the MMR vaccine at 12 months. I watched it happen. It was the MMR vaccine at 12 months. She said that when it, after the shot, she said she was real lethargic, non-reactive. And, you know, we kind of expected that. It's one of the possibilities. And she, the next day, she said she didn't come out of it. And she turned to my brother and said, you know, if she's not out of this by, you know, tomorrow morning, we need to have her taken in and tested, you know, and see if she's got autism. And, of course, they took her in. And, yeah, a nice, beautiful little girl just destroyed for life. And you can tell she's in there and she wants to come out. But it's all just short-circuited and she can't get out. Every now and then, if you're there long enough, she'll make a string of, like, five words, you know, that make complete sense, but not really in the situation you're in. She'll say, you know, why is the milk on the plate? You know, something like that, but a perfect word. And then it's just back to babbling after that.
I wish your story was unusual, but it's extremely common. The average person now can no longer ignore the carnage around them. I hear thousands of these stories now. I almost can't take it how many of these stories I hear and how many of these children I see.
Even my mother, who was sitting there, doesn't really want to believe that she actually said that. She doesn't want to believe that that's what caused her niece, her, you know, to be
autistic. Well, the implications are horrifying.
The
implications are too horrifying for most people to really take it in. Like, yeah. I remember after 9/11, I was still in a cloud of believing what the TV told me for the most part. Mm-hmm. I really still believed that the news was the news. And that they were telling us what was happening and who was behind it and everything. And 9/11 came and went. And the first few times someone tried to explain to me, hey, there's something wrong with the official story, I was furious. I had an emotional reaction of resistance because what was going on in my mind was, you know, look, I can deal with the reality of some, you know, towelhead people from the Middle East attacking our country. I cannot deal with, or at least at that time, I could not deal with the possibility that our own government was complicit in some way and or tried to cover it up or anything. Because what are the implications then? I mean, okay, if some Middle Eastern people do this, we can go beat them up, right? There's an answer. How do you deal with the implications that your own government is in on something like this? And in the instance of vaccines, our own government is in on it.
And let me ask you a question then. Do you not think that you know, once you figure this out, you know, it's a very uneasy feeling when you do figure it out.
Yeah.
You start to, you know, put two and two together and make it four, not like today's math where it could be 28. But, you know, do you think that they could not be using this vaccine program because they know where every lot of every vaccine goes to and who it's given to? I'm sure is written, you know, the lot number is written down, which shot they got from which lot, and all this, I'm sure, goes back to a central location. Do you not think that they've been doing basically biological testing on us, you know, putting something in a particular vaccine that goes to a certain area and then keeping track of those patients over time to see what kind of cancer tumors they develop?
Yeah, I believe that type of experimenting has been going on for decades, many. And who knows how far back that really, truly began. And I do believe that that's what's been going on. However, at this phase of it, I'm firmly convinced that it is a takedown of the United States of America. When you think about it, almost all of these vaccines are manufactured in either a European Union country or China. And so
it wouldn't take that awful much either I've got a science background, did some lab and stuff like that. But to develop a vaccine that would have, you know, when say like you're, you know, in a man, when their testosterone levels start dropping off, you know, at mid-age, you know, that it would all of a sudden, that's when it would blossom. And all of a sudden, bingo, you got cancer or, you know, something else wrong with your system, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that would not be that hard to do.
The prostate cancer epidemic now in men,
right? Exactly,
is just stunning.
It's exploded.
You know,
so we know this is a problem. Alan, I just want to mention to you guys, we have one more caller, and we only have room pretty much for one more caller before we'll have just.
I'll jump off here, ladies, and I do appreciate what you're doing.
So,
here.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I really appreciate you calling. So, you know, just I want to encourage you to go to thecontrolgroup.org and download some surveys, connect with some homeschooling families in your area, and get these surveys in, because we need to stop the carnage like yesterday. So thank you for your help, Alan. And so let's go ahead and take JD in Michigan. Welcome to Immunize Wisely with our guest, Joy Garner. Hi, JD.
Hi, ladies. Hey, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. One was this whole the vaccination thing, and, you know, it's so very unfortunate, obviously, but it really is kind of like a legal type thing, you know, and trying to go into the courts and do all this kind of stuff. But you're this legal stuff, you know, the whole law legal realm isn't exactly a one lane operation or a linear type operation. It's
we get it.
You know, like,
no, it's a battleground.
You probably think we're U.S. citizens, right? Like we've been taught.
No, I understand that the United States is incorporated, and that this has all been a massive scam to enslave us.
Oh, I
do understand that. Yeah,
I'm
coming from a perspective within an arena that I'm familiar with. I know how to go in and win, fight them at their own game in federal court. I know how to do that. A lot of their rules that they set up to hurt us actually work against them if you know how to use them. And you know, it's always a double-edged sword. And right now, the way this is all culminating, they are about to go down. And I want you to say this with me, okay? We can kill the bear, okay? It's huge.
It back in 2012.
This vaccine thing, we can take it down. People have been afraid to go in. Even lawyers who really do understand how to win this battle have been afraid to do it because they don't want to end up dead. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid because I already know I'm dead anyway if we don't win. What are we going to have left? So I'm going.
Right.
I'm going all the way. I'm lining up people that understand and feel the same way in the legal profession, in the medical profession, in scientific community, even computer science statisticians that have specifically worked on vaccine program stats. And they're all coming together right now to make sure we have the right size army and that we can defeat this. And we're going to defeat it. There's a way to do this, even playing on their turf. We can go in and kick their butts. And we're going to do it. We're going to go kill the bear.
Well, you know, I also think on a very simple level, like back in 2012, our older daughter, I was bringing her to school in the morning because it was a little late for the bus. And the ladies at the front counter, which, you know, they're just lemmings, like, well, they're just taught to do what they do. And you know, it's unfortunate they don't understand or anything. But they were saying, oh, Sophia can't go to her classroom because she's not up to date with her shots. Well, just previous to that, like in the weeks before, there was a letter sent out to everybody, you know, saying about, you know, you got to have your shots up to date to go to school and, you know, no peanuts and peanut butter sandwiches and whatever. And I tried to call the principal, and she wasn't available, but I talked to her assistant because I just thought she was maybe ignorant of the thing. But I think they somehow tie it to her performance as a principal, the money, her raises each year or something. And so anyways, so when I'm bringing Sophia to the front counter and the principal's in the background, she sees me starting to go off. Like, I was telling a lady, you think you're going to tell me what I'm going to do with my daughter? And my eyes were getting real big. And then the principal saw that, and there was other parents around. And then the principal said, oh, it's okay. It's okay. You know, let her go. She can go to her classroom. I already talked to, you know, Mr. Farrell and so forth. And so I think just resisting and just, you know, more for the men, really, I think it's for the men, can go a long way too.
Well, absolutely, particularly when you're in a situation where your particular offspring are under attack. You step up and you protect them. But here's the thing.
Sure.
We're in a situation right now where majority of America is under the spell, okay? And we have to save them, even though they're ignorant. Because without them, we don't have a nation to save. And we don't have any time left. We can't wait another 10 years or 5 years or however long it would take to wake everyone up and get them to all simultaneously resist. I wish we had that kind of time, but we don't. We have no choice. We got to move.
Yeah. Hey, my final question, like you're saying, you know, 9/11 being an inside job and so forth. I just had to ask you, did you ever see the movie They Live with the former big time wrestler, Roddy Piper?
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yes. Actually, you know, JD, we're coming up on a break right now. JD, if you want to hold and just do a final comment, just hold it. Yeah. We're going to be closing out the show too.
So okay, just hold. That's cool. Yep.
Okay, thanks. Freedoms and
liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Immunize Wisely. You've been listening to Joy Garner of the Control Group. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. And we have a great caller, very interesting comments, JD in Michigan. So go ahead and continue, JD. We just have a couple minutes, though, before we have to close out the show.
Thanks, Ingrid. Hey, I just wanted to ask that question, just touch into it. You know, the they, like in that movie, They Live, there's them and us, for whoever's seen the movie. And who is who is them? Who is them? Because, you know, Rowdy Roddy, who was the star of that movie, like I think it was maybe a few years before he died, he tweeted out that They Live was a documentary. And he wasn't being a, you know, he wasn't trying to be funny.
Yeah, it's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle. And, you know, some people say it's the lizard people, the aliens, it's, you know, whatever. And they're the running the puppets. And, you know, there's some things we don't get to know. Some people maybe really do get to see directly and know. But one thing we can know, you can know them by their fruits. Doesn't matter what they say. What are their fruits? Then you know who they are. So when you see your legislators passing more and more vaccine mandates, you know who they are. You know who they work for. You know that they work for evil. And so we really got to stick to the basics on this. You know them by their fruits. You really do.
Absolutely.
What do they produce?
I think Jesus said in the book of John when he was talking to the Pharisees and the scribes, he said, you are not of Abraham's seed, because if you were of Abraham's seed, you would do as Abraham does. You are of your father, the devil, and have the lust of your father, which is to steal, kill, and destroy.
You look at the carnage that's left behind. You see the actual actions, and you ignore all the talky talk about whatever. I mean, the legislators, they all sell us on the big pharma scam. But what they are in fact doing is maiming and murdering children for money, and so are the pediatricians that continue to inject these children.
Thank you, JD. I mean, you're welcome. Can all agree that the deep state, you know, the Satanists, I mean, whatever you want to call them, but the point is that we need to gather our people together and get them to be counted so that we can put a stop to this madness, because we do have tools. And Joy has found the tool that can be the most effective, which is why we need to offer prayers of protection for the control group and spread the word. And please, as Christians, you know, please, prayers are so important. I can't tell you how important they are. They have been miracles in my life. And so many of the listeners know the power of our intentions and the power of prayer. So I want to thank Joy. Do you have a final comment before we close out the show?
Just pray for my team. Pray for the people that are going to be making this happen this fall. Their lives are actually in danger, and they need your prayers.
Absolutely. Thank you. Go to thecontrolgroup.org. And God bless all of you as you continue to work to save our nation. This is probably the most important thing you can do. So stay tuned for next week. I also have an important guest, Jim West.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.